All right, good morning, everyone. Agenda paper 12 summarizes the committee's November meeting. The committee discussed 7 topics and published 6 tentative agenda decisions. I will first talk briefly about some of the tentative agenda decisions. The first tentative agenda decision starts on page 2, relates to how a joint operator accounts for output arising from a joint operation when the output it receives in any reporting period is different from the output it is entitled to. The second agenda decision I want to highlight starts on page 4 and relates to the capitalization of borrowing costs in the context of construction of residential units for sale. The request asks whether the entity can capitalize borrowing costs when, in that particular fact pattern, the entity recognized revenue over time. The committee also published a tentative agenda decision outlining how an entity accounts for cloud computing arrangements. This starts on page 5 of the IFRIC update. The other 3 tentative agenda decisions relate to the application of IFRS 9. 2 of those address questions regarding expected credit losses, and 1 regarding the physical settlement of a derivative contract. In all 6 of these, the committee tentatively concluded that the requirements in IFRS standards provide an adequate basis for an entity to determine the appropriate accounting. Now, in addition to these tentative agenda decisions, the committee also discussed possible narrow scope standard setting aimed at addressing situations in which exchangeability between 2 currencies is lacking. The committee will continue its discussion of this matter at a future meeting. With that, I will stop and ask if you have questions on any of the matters included in IFRIC updates.